that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good, so good. I got a year. Wow, I feel nice. A sugar and spice. I feel nice. A sugar and spice. I feel nice, a sugar and spice. So nice, so nice, I got a year. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. I feel nice, a sugar and spice. So nice, I got a year. Wow, I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would.
It's Monday, and I feel good. Today we're talking about backstories, little tidbits behind some of the songs you came to know and love, and all of these songs are coming from the year 1965. How about this one, for example? I Got You, Babe spent 3 weeks at number one on the Billboard Hot 100 that year. It also reached number one in the United Kingdom and Canada. It may have been a massive hit, but Cher didn't think much of the song when Sonny Bono came up with the tune. Sonny woke me up in the middle of the night to come in where the piano was in the living room and sing it. And I didn't like it, so I said, okay, I'll sing it. And then I'm going back to bed.
But at least I'm sure of all the things we got, babe. I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring. Yeah.
you remember Giles, Niles, and Miles Strange? Well, sure you do. They were raised on an Australian sheep farm, but had a big hit in 1965, reaching number 11 on the Hot 100. Now, in real life, they were songwriters Bob Fellman, Jerry Goldstein, and Richard Goddard. The trio had written 1963's My Boyfriend's Back by the Angels and decided to have some fun with a sheep story and wound up with a huge hit. That's not the end of the trio's story. While performing on the road as the Strangeloves, Fellman, Goldstein, and Goddard came upon a local band, Ricky Z and the Raiders, led by Rick Zeringer. Recognizing their raw talent, the producers immediately brought the band to New York, recorded Zeringer, after changing his name to Derringer, over an existing music track from the Strangeloves' album I Want Candy, and released Hang On Sloopy as a single under the name The McCoys. And it's shot to number one.
Sloopy lives in a very bad part of town.
Neil Diamond has written hit songs for the Monkees, Mark Lindsay, Deep Purple, and Elvis Presley, among others. But his first success as a songwriter came in November 1965 with Sunday and Me, a top 20 hit for Jay and the Americans.
Her eyes would make an angel smile, they call her Sunday. She'll take a man and drive him wild, her name is Sunday.
Henry Ramostella was born in New York City, but as a youth, his family moved to Baton Rouge, formed his own band in high school, became a songwriter, to very little success. But in 1958, he met DJ Alan Freed, who advised him to change his name, referencing the Mississippi River that flows through Baton Rouge, and John Ramostella became Johnny Rivers.
About the seventh son in the whole round world, there is only one, and I'm the one. I'm the one. I'm the one. I'm the one. The one to call the seventh son. I can tell your future, it will come to pass. I can do things to you, make your heart feel glad. Look in the sky, predict the rain. I can talk these words that will sound so sweet, they will even make your little heart skip a beat. Heal a sick, raise a dead, make the little girls talk out of their heads. I'm the one. Oh, I'm the one. I'm the one. I'm the one. I want to call the seventh son. Skip a beat, heal a sick, raise a dead, and make the little girls talk out of their heads. I'm the one. Oh, I'm the one. I'm the one. I'm the one. I'm the one to call the seventh son.
Lost That Lovin' Feeling was released in late 1964 and reached number one in early February 1965 in both the U.S. and the United Kingdom. Now, Bobby Hatfield expressed a bit of annoyance to Phil Spector when he learned that Bill Medley would be singing the verses alone and that he had to wait until the chorus before joining in. Now, prior to this, they were always given equal prominence in every song. So when Hatfield asked Spector just what he was supposed to do while Medley was singing, Spector replied, "You can go directly to the bank."
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. There's no tenderness like before in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, but baby, down on my knees for you.
Robinson and Ronald White of the Miracles, My Girl was given to the Temptations to record instead of their own group. It became the Temptations' first U.S. number one single and their signature song, and it has, of course, perhaps the most famous bass guitar intro in music history.
I guess
It's at this point that I should tell you that this next song, I don't really have a cool backstory. I got a couple of backstories, but they aren't really cool. I just felt like playing it.
Trailer for sale or rent. Rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes. Ah, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 four-bit room. I'm a man of means by no means. King of the road. Third boxcar, midnight train. Destination Bangor, Maine. Ooh, worn out suit and shoes. I don't pay no union dues. I smoke old stogies I have found. Short but not too big around. I'm a man of means by no means. King of the road. I know every engineer on every train. All of the children and all of their names. And every handout in every town. And every lock that ain't locked when no one's around. I sing trailers for sale or rent. Rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 four-bit room. I'm a man of means by no means. King of the road. Trailers for sale rent. Rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Got no cigarettes, but...
And the same thing goes for this song. There's backstories, but nothing really exciting. But I will say this, even though this song never reached number one, it peaked at number two. It was the best-selling single of 1965.
Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro.
think I've blathered enough today? I got one song left to go, and before I play it, as always, peace, love, happiness, and anything else your heart's desire. Now, this one's a doozy. Paul McCartney said the title in Ticket to Ride referred to a British Railways ticket to the town of Ryde, R-Y-D-E, on the Isle of Wight. John Lennon said it described cards indicating a clean bill of health carried by Hamburg prostitutes in the 1960s. Now, the Beatles played in Hamburg early in their musical career, and a ride was British slang for having sex. Andrew Trendle of Gigwise Music News interpreted the song to be about a woman leaving her boyfriend to become a prostitute. Whatever it meant, the single reached number one in the U.S., the U.K., Canada, Ireland, Sweden, and Austria, and you'll never listen to it again without thinking about this story. Have a wonderful day, and I'll see you tomorrow.
She don't care.